This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, your official home of the Kansas City Royals. We head to the phone line right now to be joined by a good friend of the show. He is the longtime voice of the Kansas City Royals. He is in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. Denny Matthews joins us back on the show this year. Denny, how are you?
Very well, Carrington. And you?
I'm doing good, Denny. This lets me know that baseball season is here, that we have you on the show today.
Opening day. Those are two magic words, really, and I think everybody's getting pretty excited about it.
Denny, I know you've done this for a long time. Do you have a favorite opening day? Because mine would be 2004.
Oh, Brock. You know what? I think probably my first, which is, I can remember it as though it happened a couple days ago. Yeah, I think it's like a pitcher's first big league win, a hitter's first big league hit. I remember my first big league broadcast, and I always will. And I was lucky enough, because it happened to go into extra innings, I was the first one to be able to say the Royals win. So not only was it a great moment, but the whole thing was just a tremendous thrill for a young broadcaster.
Denny, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question before, and we've done this for a long time. When was the point you realized you could do this for a really long time? I mean, you become the Royals broadcaster in 1969. You're relatively young. I mean, and you just didn't make it a career. You've made it your life. When did you realize that you could have a long story career doing this?
Well, that's a great question, but I never figured it would be totally in Kansas City, because growing up in central Illinois, right between, basically between Chicago and St. Louis, and listening to the Cardinals, my dad was a Cardinal fan, and the local radio station in Bloomington Normal carried the Cardinals, and the game was on every night, every day. But I always figured maybe if I got a job in Kansas City, which eventuated, and do a good job and last for a while, and then maybe you'll get an offer. Well, after my third year, I had an offer from the White Sox. In fact, 2 years in a row, they tried to get me to come to Chicago. I was happy here. In the early to mid-80s, Bob Hyland in St. Louis at Camel X called and asked me if I'd be interested in joining the Cardinal broadcast. Well, I had signed my contract with the Royals. It was about 10 days before I was going to go to spring training for the Royals. And I said, Bob, I'm flattered. That's very nice, but I am under contract, and I'm happy in Kansas City, and I'm going to stay with the Royals. And he said, well, I appreciate your being very candid, but we're going to get you over here eventually. Well, here I am still in Kansas City, so go figure. Did I think it was going to go along that route? Who knows, right? It's hard to predict the future, but I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Keeping it with the Chicago White Sox, we always talk to you sort of about the division, and we'll get to more specifically the Royals, but do you have the White Sox winning this division? Because I think they might be the most talented team in the American League.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of very good young players, and they're probably stronger as you want to evaluate. And of course, nobody knows about injuries and who's going to get hurt and for how long. That's always a big thing. That's why predictions are silly and pretty tenuous. But yeah, they're good. And Minnesota's been pretty good. But I don't know. There's something about Minnesota that tells me that maybe if all things are equal, and they never are, that Chicago might have a better talent edge than Minnesota. But the Twins were going to have a formidable lineup. Cleveland, they don't seem to be, you wouldn't expect them to be as strong as they have been. And then you talk about the Royals and the Tigers, and I think both teams have quite a few good young players, but how good are those young players going to be in August? How good are those young players going to be 3 years from now? And those are things that nobody knows.
Does it feel like there's more optimism for this team at the beginning of the season than there has been the last few years?
Yeah, I think so, because of how they played, especially toward the tag end of the truncated 2020 season. And I think enough of the young guys came along, improvement-wise, experience-wise, to make people think that, hey, they can begin to put it together. And I would agree with that, and I think it's going to be a process. I think that the young guys, once they mature and figure out what kind of a player they are, what it takes to win as a team, why they're going to incrementally get better and better and be more competitive. And that's always the sign of a team, is it getting better. And I noticed that 2 years before the Royals made the playoffs, prior to winning the World Series in 2015, you'll remember this, the Royals in 2011, 2012, they're pretty easy to beat. All of a sudden, the team is beginning to come together, and they're not a pushover. They're pretty hard to beat. Now, we didn't win, but we were getting better and better. Teams would come in here, and they would struggle to win. So your team's getting better. You're harder to beat. And to me, that is the sign that a team is learning how to win, and they're going to be a serious contender. And sure enough, when that happened, then a couple of years later, the Royals were hoisting the World Series trophy.
You mentioned the young guys on this team. How about a young guy that's not quite on the big league roster, Bobby Witt Jr.? Can you ever remember such hype for such a young player?
Not so early, no. And what's he played, about 40 professional games on a very low schedule. But, yeah, he's got a tremendous amount of talent, and I think they're doing the right thing. You don't want to rush a young player. You want him to have success wherever he lands, whether it's double A or triple A, maybe even A, probably double A, because he has the ability, and he's really shown a great IQ for the game, so I don't think he'd be overmatched in double A. And if he does overmatch double A, good for him. He's on his way. Put him in triple A once he's too good for triple A. And it's always the old story. The team doesn't call the player up to the big leagues. The player really calls himself because of how he's doing in the minor leagues. And I think that's probably going to happen to Witt.
Right now we're talking to Denny Matthews, the voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny, I know this is a broad question, but we're at the beginning of the season. We just haven't really had the time to sort of narrow things down. What do you think are the keys to this team sort of getting to where they want to be? I have the Royals winning about 77 games this year. I think they're going to take a pretty big step forward and kind of start that trend towards being competitive again and contending for a playoff. What needs to happen in order for them to get to that level?
It's a pretty easy question to answer. And I think the defense and the offense are going to take care of themselves. I think they're going to be fine, but it always comes back to pitching. How does the starting rotation give you 5, 6, 7 consistent innings per outing? What about the bullpen? How is it going to set up? And once those things are determined and once they stabilize, why, that's going to help the offense and the defense. And starting pitching has to keep you in the game. There's an old saying about a starting pitcher can't win a game by himself, but a starting pitcher can lose a game by himself. In other words, if your starters are consistent, keep you in the game, keep it competitive, hold on to a lead if given an early lead, and with our defense, which I think is going to be very good, throw strikes, make the other team beat you, I think the Royals are going to be tough to handle.
One player I feel like we've sort of asked this question about for the last 4 years has been Adalberto Mondesi. I'm not saying this is a make-or-break year or a put-up-or-shut-up kind of year, but he's kind of on that fringe where he needs to kind of put it together. It's going to be hard to keep having these conversations about what his potential can be.
Yeah, I agree. And what are you going to get? Boy, that's a great question. Who knows? There's no answer to that question. Is he going to be consistently good? Is he going to be peak and valley like he was last year? You really can't deal with that, especially at a position like shortstop. But I think he's beginning to understand what kind of a player he is. I think he's maturing mentally. I think that's the big hurdle for him. The physical ability is there, Carrington. I don't think anybody would debate that. But it's between his ears. How does he handle everything that comes his way? once he does it in a mature fashion, well, you got a heck of a player.
Another player that is sort of in that same vein, I would say, is Hunter Dozier. I kind of chalk last year up to being a COVID year. You remember he had it, started the season late, and then just nobody knows how that affects your body, so he didn't have a typical year. If this team can get 2019 Hunter Dozier, I feel really good about their lineup.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that, and I think that he's in pretty good shape emotionally and mentally with regard to his game. Physically, he was really coming along, and I'm not really that worried about his physical improvement. I think he's going to be a really solid player. I liked Hunter Dozier from 2 years ago, and just to see him improve both the mental part of the game and the physical part of the game, he's made really good strides, and I would hope that he just takes another step in that direction in 2021.
Last question here, at least about the roster, and we'll certainly have more as we get to see the Royals in real games on Thursday. What do you make of their decision to send down Nicky Lopez and have Witt back at second base and have Kyle Isabel, their rookie, start in the outfield? I like it. I think Witt's kind of made it clear that he wants to play on the infield, but a team guy, he's willing to play everywhere. When I'm thinking about when their lineup can be the most potent, we talked about Witt Jr. earlier. I think it's him in the outfield and them keeping Whit Merrifield at second base.
Yeah, those things always work themselves out. Again, you always go back to who gets hurt, when, and for how long. But Lopez has really got to improve at the plate. I think everybody knows that. That's not a big secret. How many strides he will make in that direction will either keep him at AAA or allow him to come back to the big leagues. He's a superb defensive player. We know that. And I've always believed that shortstop and second base are two of the most key positions on the field. Strength up the middle, the old story, catch, second base, shortstop, and center field. If they're all very sound defensively, you're going to have a pretty good defensive team, and the pitchers are going to really appreciate that. But, Carrington, those things always have a way of working themselves out, and it'll be interesting to sit back and see how that eventuates.
That is Denny Matthews. He is the voice of the Kansas City Royals, back for another season. Denny is back. Fans are back. Baseball is back. We're excited for another year of Royals baseball. Denny, always good catching up with you.
It'll be fun. Stay tuned.